Luke, chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went away, and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might deliver him to them. And they were glad, and covenanted to give him money. And he consented, and sought opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude. And the day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and make ready for us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where do you want us to make ready? And he said to them, Look, when you have entered into the city, there will meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him into the house into which he goes. And you will say to the master of the house, The teacher says to you, Where is the guest chamber, where I will eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover, and when the hour came, he sat down, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it, until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink from now on of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God will come. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, even that which is poured out for you. But look, the hand of him who delivers me up is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goes, as it has been determined, but woe to that man through whom he is delivered up. And they began to question among themselves, which of them it might be that should participate in this thing. And there arose also a contention among them, which of them was accounted to be greatest. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles have lordship over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But you will not be so, but he who is the greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he who is chief, as he who serves. For which is greater, he who sits at meat, or he who serves? Isn't it he who sits at meat? But I am among you as he who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials. And I appoint to you, even as my Father appointed to me, a kingdom. That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, look, Satan asked to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I made supplication for you, that your faith does not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, establish your brothers. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go both to prison and to death with you. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day, until you have thrice denied that you know me. And he said to them, When I sent you forth without wallet, and bag, and sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. And he said to them, But now, he who has a wallet, let him take it, and likewise a bag, and he who has none, let him sell his cloak, and buy a sword. For I say to you, that this which is written must be fulfilled in me, and he was reckoned with transgressors, for that which concerns me has fulfillment. And they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. And he came out, and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, Pray that you do not enter into temptation. And he was parted from them about a stone's cast, and he knelt down and prayed. Saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but yours, be done. And when he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples, and found them sleeping for sorrow. And said to them, Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, that you do not enter into temptation. While he yet spoke, look, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and he drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, do you deliver up the Son of Man with a kiss? And when those who were about him saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And a certain one of them struck the slave of the high priest, and took off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, Allow them thus far. And he touched his ear, and healed him. And Jesus said to the chief priests, and captains of the temple, and elders, that had come upon him, as upon a robber, Did you come out with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you did not stretch forth your hands against me, but this is your hour, and the power of darkness. And they seized him, and led him away, and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed far off. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the court, and had sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain female slave seeing him as he sat in the light of the fire, and looking steadfastly on him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied, saying, "Woman, I don't know him." And after a little while another saw him, and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after the space of about 1 hour another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you say." And immediately, while he yet spoke, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned, and looked on Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said to him, "Before the rooster crows this day you will deny me thrice." And he went out, and wept bitterly. And the men who held Jesus mocked him, and beat him. And they blindfolded him, and asked, saying, "Prophesy, who is he that struck you?" And many other things they spoke against him, reviling him. And as soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their Sanhedrin, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." And they all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." And they said, "What further need do we have of witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth."